Close your eyes and try to keep the mind with the breath. Don't let them fall off into different ways. Otherwise, when they get out of alignment, it's like a car out of alignment. It just doesn't want to go straight, and things don't wear evenly. When you can look after the car, keep it in alignment, and make sure all the other parts are functioning properly, and the driver is in the car, and the driver is not drunk, okay, then you're likely to go to where you want to go safely. So try to keep all these things together. On the one hand, the driver that's not drunk, in other words, that you've got to be mindful and alert to what you're doing. And you keep your mind on the road. Don't go thinking about other things. Otherwise, you drive off the road. As for keeping the car in alignment, use the breath to look after the body. Make sure all the parts are functioning together properly, because it's a lot easier to settle down in a body where things are functioning well than it is when they're working at cross purposes. You may notice as you become sensitive to the breathing in the different parts of the body that one part of the body seems to be breathing in one direction, another's breathing in another direction, or the rhythm isn't together. And that's a body that's working at cross purposes, and it's not a good place to stay. So you work through all the different patterns of tension, all the different blockages in the body, so everything can work together. The car is in good shape, the driver is alert, mindful, and then you can go wherever you want to go. Of course, where do you want to go? You want to go to a place where there's no suffering. That's what we're aiming at. So make sure that the vehicle that's going to take you there is in good shape and that their driver is alert and know what he's doing or what she's doing. And you're sure to at least head in the right direction. You may not get all the way there today, but make sure that each day, every day, you're heading in the right direction and not going off to some side road. And that's how we progress in the path.